WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Willis on one leg, Clyde with a steal, Dr. J soaring from the line. Come on, LeBron, write the next chapter in NYC basketball history. As the good book says, lead us to the promised land. And that's a quote from the King James Version.
Ouch. Mayor Bloomberg from a YouTube video as part of the Come On LeBron campaign that the city has launched to convince basketball superstar LeBron James to sign with the New York Knicks. Can you do better than the mayor? Knicks fans, we have 10 minutes left in the show. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, to give your best pitch to LeBron to come to New York City. If you were sitting across from him right now in Akron, what would you say to woo him to your side of town? Nets fans, too, because as you may know, yesterday was the first day that NBA free agents were allowed to enter into negotiations with possible suitors. The Knicks aren't the only team in the mix. The New Jersey Nets, soon to be the Brooklyn whatevers, think they can land LeBron as well. They have that brash new owner, the Russian billionaire Mikhail Prokhorov, as well as Brooklyn's own Jay-Z as part owner. And they just took out that huge billboard directly across from Madison Square Garden, home of the Knicks, touting a new era of Nets basketball. Their pitch, we're moving to Atlantic Yards, we've got tons of money, and you get to be the guy who makes the Nets matter more than the Knicks in the Big Apple. So Nets fans, get in the mix here, 212-433-9692. And of course, it's not just the New York teams that have a shot at signing King James. The Nets may have Jay-Z, but the Chicago Bulls have actually commissioned a rap song.
Look, hey LeBron, we want to see you in Chicago, so you can relive the legacy of Michael. See, basketball's an ongoing cycle. You steaming like a bull, you need a place to go psycho.
Yeah, Chicago.
So if you're a fan of the Bulls, the Heat, the Clippers, the Cavs, or any other team vying to sign LeBron James, call the radio station in your city. Knicks and Nets fans, call us. Your task, as the Godfather put it.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
So you may know that it is, in fact, our two local teams who got the first crack at LeBron yesterday.
By the way, horrible miscalculation by those Chicago Bulls fans, putting Michael Jordan right there in the lyrics. Come play in the shadow of Michael Jordan. That would be the one thing keeping him away from Chicago. Who wants to live up to that guy?
Because you could never be another Michael Jordan. You think he goes home at night, Mike Pesca, and thinks about those things?
I think that if he actually watched the New York video by Bloomberg, that would definitely drive him away. I mean, I haven't seen a municipal video that bad since Flint, The Spark Is Back, which I think they played in Roger and Me, trying to, you know, hype the promise of Flint, Michigan. But, you know, I think in that New York video that Bloomberg put out, he never specifically said the Knicks, right? He kept open the possibility that he could be playing in Brooklyn.
Oh, I have gotten the impression,
yes,
that for whatever reason, Bloomberg is pushing the Knicks rather than the Nets.
Well, right now it's a New York team, but I think I watched that video. I didn't see Knicks anywhere.
He mentions Knicks players. He mentions Willis Reed,
right,
people like that.
Well, those are New York players.
So yeah. Gail in Fairlawn, Nets fan. Hi, Gail.
Hi. I'm not so much a Nets fan as a Newark fan. I want LeBron James to come. They're going to be in Newark. The Nets will be in Newark for 2 years. Please come. They need the economic stimulation that LeBron James would bring. It would just be amazing for the city, and I'd be shocked if Cory Booker hasn't made this plea to him himself.
You're appealing to LeBron James' theoretical sense of civic responsibility to resuscitate Newark.
It would be amazing for Newark. And, you know, we just love Newark. So.
Thank you for your call. Do Mike Pesca, NPR sports correspondent, do we have any idea whether, you know, LeBron James is sort of politically, socially built like that? Because we know that Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, for example, were not.
Yes, he's a lot better. He listened to one NBA player was trying to get something going with Blood Diamonds and another one with the Darfur situation. He signed on, so he wants to be active. Right. And if saving cities beset by urban blight
In Cleveland.
Well, yeah, but he's so true to Akron, so maybe that would be appealing to play in the Prudential Center, which is a really cool place in Newark.
Ed in Westchester, Knicks fan, you're on WNYC. Whoops, let's try that again. Sorry, Ed, now we got you.
I'm a Knicks fan, and I'll make it very quick. I would say to LeBron, in which city would you rather have your mother come and visit you?
Playing the mom angle.
No, the mom angle. Yeah, you could show her the sights. Mom might be a little intimidated. But okay, all right. Eric in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Brian. First time, long time.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you.
I just had to say that I was listening to the soccer portion, and right before I was listening to 660 WFAN, and they were talking about Mets relief pitching. So you guys are right on that one. Listen, I'm an Islander fan, but I'd like to say that LeBron should follow in the footsteps of Mark Messier. So this is a completely unbiased opinion. I'm not a fan of Mark Messier, in the sense that he brought a championship to New York after a dismal franchise, 1940. I chanted that growing up. He should follow in the footsteps of Mark Messier and bring a championship to the Garden. Mm-hmm. He can see that the franchise has struggled over the last 10 years. I guess the last time they were really in contention was in 98 with that 98-99 season with the strike season, the shortened season.
Yeah, they snuck in,
right.
Matto.
See, the difference is, though, Messier had won his championships with the Oilers, so he was out of a sense of munificence saying that I could now bless another franchise. I think LeBron wants to win the championship, which is why maybe the Bulls have the best team. The Heat, he could pair with Dwayne Wade. The only argument for the Knicks is something that appeals to New Yorkers, like New York's a cool city. I don't know how much it appeals to a guy from Cleveland.
Matt in Carroll Gardens is from Cleveland. Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
First time calling in.
Thank you. You're going to get your Cleveland Homer words out here?
Yeah, absolutely. I think LeBron should stay exactly where he is right now.
Because, come on, make your pitch. We're going to assume he's listening.
Someone coming from Cleveland, I mean, I have so many friends back there who are following this every single minute. Nothing good historically happens to Cleveland. Sports, anything else. I mean, just follow the history. It's just a long chain of disappointment. Like, this means so much to them to have someone like him playing for
so
the
Matt,
Cavs.
So, Matt, you must agree with Bob from Akron, who wrote on our website. Listen to this, Matt. Bob from Akron wrote, I am really sick of hearing the New York City elite trying to woo our only sense of well-being from our meager existence. We don't ask for much, and we always get less than what we need. LeBron is a hometown icon. He is all we have in this city for entertainment. Leave him alone. If he leaves, I might also. You guys already have everything. Stop being greedy. You think it's all fun and games. It is not to us. Today is a very sad day for Cleveland.
It's absolutely right. I mean, New York already has everything.
It's, you know, that's not all they have in Cleveland. The occasional Dennis Kucinich press conference, that goes a long way. They have a Philharmonic.
They have a great Philharmonic,
constantly in need of money. But if you want to talk about pathetic begging videos, the Cleveland video where the stars, one of the stars was someone who was like voted off Survivor season 11 in week 2. This was one of the Cleveland stars. Some like local mattress salesman showed up in the Stay in Cleveland LeBron video. That was a shameful, shameful display.
Fred in Rockland, Knicks fan, after hearing that from Bob from Akron, can you still make your pitch in good conscience to LeBron James?
Absolutely so, because I think, you know, he's will go down in history as one of the greats, number one and number two and number three. But I think if he comes here to New York, that's going to take 3 to 4 years for the team to really build up to the standard where they can win a championship. And in that 3 to 4 years, he will be shortening his own career because he's going to take such a physical beating from the other teams. And what makes anybody think that the Lakers are not going to continue, that Chicago is not going to get any better, that Phoenix is not going to be able to compete with the Knicks? And knowing the ownership of the Knicks, I have no confidence that they're really going to there is always this kind of nastiness with that franchise. And I have no confidence that even with LeBron, and even if they get Chris Bosh as well, they're not going to win a championship.
Blow it at the management level like they always do. Well, we will see. And that's if championship is his number one priority.
It is. He wants it. He deserves to do better in the playoffs. I mean, he gets blamed for not being a winner.
We have like 30 seconds left here. I'm going to blow my vuvuzela that you just brought me, the Cameroon red and orange with the yellow star vuvuzela for the Netherlands, which has just defeated Brazil. Mike, give me 15 seconds of sports analysis here. The vaunted Brazil has been knocked out of the World Cup. Should we feel better as Americans now?
No. I feel sorry for their coach, Dunga, who said, we're going to play defense, and the Brazilians wanted to just play their beautiful game of offense. I mean, they're going to ride Dunga out on a rail. And I'm going to blow mine for Ghana, the last African country left.
They're playing this afternoon.
Playing Uruguay. Here's a little...
And somebody from Uruguay posted that we're in the tank for Ghana. Great. Thanks a lot. You can't win.
Forlan! He's a great Uruguayan player.
NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Lisa Allison, Jody Evergan, Paige Cowett, and Rachel Senator produced this program. We had intern help today from Alana Casanova-Burgess, Peter Moskowitz, and Constantino Stavaros. And our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Dmitry Krasny at the audio controls. Have a great second, third, fourth, and fifth of July. Happy birthday, America. Things will get better. I'm Brian Lehrer.